You know, I think it would almost be impossible to disagree when the county attorney's office has pursued litigation all the way to the Supreme Court, lost, and even has to pay the other side's attorney fees in one case and pay attorney's fees without going to the Supreme Court in another case. So, yes, I do agree that on the civil side, the county attorney's office has been inflexible with citizens who are trying to go about their business in compliance with the law. And it is a problem, and it's one I'm committed to changing.
And by inflexible, you mean sticking too much to the letter of the law, or do you mean just what exactly?
You know, the very concept of the letter of the law is flexible. Anytime a legislature makes a law, you're going to go out in the real world and find that there are challenges in applying that law. And yes, the county attorney's office, in my many discussions with not just the prominent or the cases that are prominently displayed, my many discussions with folks who are also dealing with the county attorney's office are frustrated by the way statutes are interpreted very, very narrowly. I'm not sure I would really call it the letter of the law. I might actually call it a misinterpretation or an overly rigid interpretation that really doesn't take into account the various things we do as lawyers, like consider legislative history and the purpose of the law.
There are certainly cases where citizens are well-meaning, but they're violating the law and have to be held accountable for that.
Absolutely. And that's why you need to go back to the purpose of the law. You know, certainly if a citizen is endangering the health or welfare of the community in some respect, the law prohibits that, and that can't be allowed, and that's something for the county attorney's office to stand in front of and say you can't do that. What I really hope to do or intend to do as county attorney is change the attitude so that we are not pursuing litigation, not in a fight all the time, but are helping citizens understand what they need to do to comply with the law. So that may mean they're not able to do it. The law just stands in their way and they can't do the thing they want to do. But we shouldn't be standing in the way of legitimate efforts to do things with their property, especially that have really no one opposed to them and no violation of any kind of public interest. We shouldn't be standing in the way of those because of an overly rigid interpretation of the law.
I want to switch now to the criminal headlines that have been made out of the county attorney's office. And, of course, that has to do with the Department of Justice investigation of how the county attorney's office has handled sexual assault cases. The current county attorney has taken that issue to court over jurisdiction, his argument being that the feds have no right to come in to a local prosecutor's office and say, you do this way instead of the way you've been doing it.
He certainly has. I think he's probably right on the law, frankly. And no time in the law are you really sure you're going to win. You're always making an educated guess anytime you go into a litigation. So I think the county attorney's legal position is probably correct, but pragmatically speaking, I don't think that lawsuit is a good piece of strategy. I'm very interested to hear what the DOJ has to say about how sexual assault cases have been handled in Missoula. And we may get to a fight down the road if we have to about what we do about it. But let's at least hear what the DOJ has to say. Let them come in, take a look at things, and offer their suggestions. We may really find that they're good suggestions and they're things we want to do.
But you agree that there is a jurisdiction issue here and that's worth a fight or not?
I don't think the jurisdiction issue is worth a fight at this stage. You know, there may be a jurisdiction issue with respect to what can they force on the county attorney's office. I don't think we should have a jurisdictional issue with respect to investigation. So in many respects, I just don't think that issue is ripe. And I hope that we could avoid it altogether through negotiation and really focus on what the real issue is how are we doing on sexual assault cases. The jurisdictional issue, as I sometimes tell my clients, here's good news and bad news. The good news is we have a real shot at it. It's a fascinating issue. I think Fred is correct when he said it's unique in our nation. It's never been brought up before. Here's the bad news. When you have a unique, interesting issue, when your lawyer is very excited because something seems fascinating, that's going to cost a lot of money. Let's don't go down that road unless we really have to.
In terms of how the county attorney's office is doing on sexual assault cases, DOJ says not well. And they wrote a scathing report, in fact, about that. Do you think that that report is accurate? Do you think the current county attorney's office has mishandled sexual assault cases?
You know, I have no way of knowing for sure. And I know that the attorneys in the county attorney's office were very fine attorneys. And it really is, I think, at its core, a good office. But the accusations that the DOJ's made are very disconcerting. There are a lot of them. I think they're presented with a fair amount of specificity, and it's disconcerting. And I know the county attorney's office takes issue with some of those facts, but I guess
pretty
the real,
much all of them, I think.
Yeah. The real issue for me is to dig in and find out where this is coming from. What is the DOJ really focusing on? And, of course, they haven't had a chance to really hear the county attorney's side of things or to review the county attorney's office's files. So that's why I think I want them to come in and explain. What are we doing wrong? And you can always do things better.
Would you open up those files?
I would.
What improvements would you make in handling sexual assault cases, if any?
Well, there are a number of things I want to do. As you probably know, the police department has started a special victims unit. I've had a chance to tour that facility, meet with those detectives who are involved in it, and I know they are eager to get going. That's a very good program, I think. I'm eager to have the county attorney's office staff be part of that. I personally will be taking the lead in sexual assault cases and handling a number of those cases myself, at least for a time until we really have that piece stabilized. There are some proposals out there that the DOJ has suggested already, like in-house victim witness advocates. I think that's a bad idea. I think it's important for victim witness advocates to really be advocates for the victim. And if you're my employee, you probably can't advocate for that victim substantially enough to me if I control your paycheck and your work environment. I want those people to stay out of the office. Same thing with the DOJ's proposal for an in-house investigator. You know, there are dozens of detectives who are bringing cases into the police department. I don't think it's a very good idea to have those detectives believing that there's another investigator who's either going to override them or undermine them, or who can pick up a bunch of slack from way too many people. I want to improve relations with the police department. I've got good relations with pretty much everybody over there, and maybe everybody in the detectives division already. I want to have good communication. I want to have prosecutors involved at the investigative stage, and I want detectives to come in and be involved in the case all the way through to trial. I don't think we really need an actual investigator in the county attorney's office.
Of course, sexual assault is not a problem that's unique to Missoula. It's endemic around the country. What's the answer, you think?
You know, Sally, I think the problems go very, very deep. And you know, it's tempting to say generational, but the truth is the way women have been treated throughout the world for millennia is a very serious problem. And I think sexual assault and domestic violence are just a piece of it. So the problem is deeper than anything I'll ever be able to solve personally, or we'll even be able to solve as a community completely. But one thing I hope to do is, in addition to prosecuting, is get out and sort of attack those cultural pieces that I think make sexual assault more acceptable, or to attack the myths that make us believe that somehow women are asking for it, or somehow if they don't say no loudly enough that they don't really mean it. There are a host of pieces of our culture that make it difficult to bring cases. And I think if not encourage, really give a space for sexual assault and domestic violence to happen. So one piece of that is definitely prosecution, but we don't really change the problem unless we change it at bottom, you know, the people who are doing it. So my intention is to get out in the community. When I was in law school, I was involved with a group that educated at the University of Colorado against date acquaintance rape. When I was an undergrad, I worked to escort women around campus on that issue. I grew up in a household where my mother was a very strong feminist. She's one of the founders of the Women's Studies
Maxine
program.
Maxine Vandewettering, longtime professor.
Exactly. So a commitment to those issues has always been part of my life, and I intend to get out in the community and follow through with that message that I got from my mother, that I got in my education, that I got as part of my work.
One final question for you. Your experience as a federal prosecutor has been actually seen as a minus in this race, because the argument goes you don't have enough experience doing local prosecutions.
Well, I think actually that argument's a little bit silly, frankly, for a whole host of reasons. I did spend 5 years as a local prosecutor, as a matter of fact, in three different offices in Cascade County, Yellowstone County, and then in Missoula County. My 10 years as a federal prosecutor, and you know, one thing I try to emphasize is the feds mean business. They're quite an organization. I was very proud to be a prosecutor in that organization, and they do a whole lot of things right. I think the variety of experience I have is what really gives me an advantage, and the federal prosecution is part of that. I've had a chance to see how offices work around the state. I've had a chance to see how offices work around the country at the federal level. I've had a chance to be with the DOJ, particularly relevant since they're coming to town. I've had a chance to fight the DOJ. I do a lot of that in my private practice now. So I've taught at the law school. I occasionally sit on the bench at City and Justice's Court. In fact, I've taught at the law school for the past 13 years. I've been a lawyer in civil practice, handling civil litigation. I've been in criminal defense practice for 6 years. It's that breadth of experience that I really think is an advantage. And no, spending 10 years as a federal prosecutor a disadvantage? Absolutely not.
Well, I have been speaking with Josh Van de Wettering, who's a Democratic candidate for Missoula County Attorney. Mr. Van de Wettering, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally. It's a pleasure to be here.